HarperCollins presents An Act of Mercy by J.J. Durham, read by Rupert Bates.
Chapter 1. There ain't many things in life I'm afraid of, sir. But, Sergeant Harry Pilgrim glared up at the constable from halfway down the sewer ladder. He hopped from one foot to the other, peering down at his superior. Rats is one of them.
Rats?
Just so, sir. Fearful, scratchy, louse-ridden creatures, sir. And I could no more go down that hole with you than walk on water, sir, even if you paid me 100 guineas.
Pilgrim looked at the constable. They both knew he earned just 20 shillings a week.
I don't have time for this, Wainwright. Pass me the tinderbox.
Here it is, sir. The constable's face slackened with relief. Pilgrim took the box and tested the wheel. It fired readily, spinning sparks into the darkness as he descended the ladder. The rungs were surprisingly dry. It hadn't rained for more than a fortnight, but even so, Pilgrim landed at the bottom with a splash. He didn't look down to see what he had landed in, but up, instead, to see Wainwright's face haloed by the night sky like a lugubrious saint.
"If I'm not back in 5 minutes, go to the barracks,"
Pilgrim's voice echoed off the arched brickwork.
"Tell Constable Williamson where I am, and get him to wake some of the men to follow me."
"Will do, sir. And sorry, sir.
About the rats."
Pilgrim sparked the tinderbox again and lit the wick of the lamp. He raised it up. He was in one of the new parts of the sewer system. The roof was easily high enough for him to stand, but the bricks were already crumbling and daubed with rust-coloured streaks. It wasn't rust, of course. Pilgrim grimaced. He was glad that smallpox had robbed him of his sense of smell. He knew he had to hurry. The man he was pursuing was at least 5 minutes ahead of him now. He pressed on.